It was by faith that the people of Israel went right through the Red Sea as though they were on dry ground, but when the Egyptians tried to follow, they were all drowned. Today's verse is taken from the book of Hebrews, where in chapter 11, the title of the chapter is Great Examples of Faith, where it starts, it was by faith, and given many examples of faith. And in today's verse, we hear the faith of the people of Israel as they went right through the Red Sea as though they were on dry ground. But when the Egyptians tried to follow, they were all drowned. And as you can imagine, you would have to have great faith, even though if you were at the front or were able to see Moses part the Red Sea, standing there with his arm raised with his staff there, you would still have to have great faith, let alone if you didn't see that. All you're seeing is the Red Sea that is parted, but you would have to still walk through that. And what faith that would have taken those people. Are these two walls of water going to come crashing down on us? And it says, as if it were dry ground, as if the ground was dry and it was easy to get through. We don't know exactly if the ground was dry or not. But, you know, you've got so many people going across and it would have taken quite a long time. But it was by faith that God was doing something. The Egyptians came, they, in a sense, would have faith to go in to that situation. And as we know, the sea came back as one and they were all drowned. But in this section with great examples of faith, God is doing something and it is humans who are responding. And that's what we need to do as well. We need to see those times where God is moving in our lives or in a certain situation and have great faith to step out into that situation, knowing that God is in it. That's where faith comes into it. If we didn't have faith, we might see this amazing miracle. Some people might go in to the Red Sea, for example, and try to cross. A lot of people would stand back. But when we have faith, when we know that this is a movement of God, then we know that we can go through that situation because God is with us. God is causing that situation. And it is the faith that we have in him, knowing that he is real, knowing that he is for us and with us, that we can step out into those situations that he calls us into. It shows our faith. It shows our faith to other people. We grow up hearing this story of the Israelites going through the Red Sea, but we don't stop to think sometimes of the faith that they had, that the water was going to stay parted until they all got across safely. The faith that they had, knowing that God had caused this, knowing that God was there with them, and that knowing that God would keep them safe. We have to dwell on these passages. This is why the writer Hebrews brings up all these examples of faith and then apply it to ourselves. Just because they're in the Bible doesn't mean that they are of the past and they are stories of then. It applies to us now. We have our faith and we must understand when God's moving, and when he is moving, we must step out in faith that he is with us into that situation he is calling us to, no matter how terrifying it might seem at the time. Let us pray. Heavenly Father, we thank you of these examples of faith, and the writer of Hebrews was showing us and reminding us the faith of those people who you called out of Egypt to walk through the Red Sea. Amen.